We're back. This is Who's Talking. Frank here, and we're going to go quickly to Jim Hobgood for the Olympic report.
Yeah, a little Olympic report tonight, and we're talking soccer and tennis. You know, our national championship teams. Speaking of soccer, number one Virginia women's soccer team, they beat Syracuse 5-0 on Friday night, I think it was, and their next game is Thursday night against number three Notre Dame. So the Lady Who's soccer team and the number six men's soccer team is playing momentarily at Sportsbackers Stadium against VCU. They beat North Carolina State just last Friday night at Klockner Stadium, and Oracle ITA Masters Championships tennis.
Yes.
Our friend Danielle Collins, who won the NCAA singles, year before last,
I think?
She won the singles at the inaugural event of this Oracle ITA Masters out in California. And Virginia Ryan Shane and Luca Cornatelli won the doubles title. So, continuing good news on both the soccer and tennis front over in Charlottesville as we move forward.
What's not to like? And tonight, the men's soccer team is playing at VCU at 7 o'clock.
That's hopefully what we
it's
said.
Not. Hopefully it's not raining there. And
they don't cancel soccer games for rain, I don't think.
No, they do worry about lightning. Lightning is a factor.
No lightning, no. Just a little light drizzle, maybe.
All right, quickly, we've got some UVA Club of Richmond news. First off, the annual fall kickoff party is coming up on Thursday, October 15th at 5:30 p.m. at District 5 down there at 1911 West Main Street. And none other than Ahmad Hawkins, who was just on the show, and yours truly, Frank Maloney, the two of us, we will be there breaking down the sports and giving everyone some friendly comic relief, I'm sure. All right, the Ridley Scholarship has a special event fundraiser coming up on Saturday, October 10th. That's 5 days prior to the fall membership kickoff. That'll be at the Virginia Historical Society, and the theme is Remember the Titans, and it's a reception honoring the 1980-81 UVA men's Final Four basketball team, of which our good friend Terry Gates, who is a regular contributor here, he is one of the names that will be involved. We think Othell Wilson, Ricky Stokes, Ralph Sampson, possibly Jeff Lamp. I know that Craig Robinson has been invited because I spoke to him today. Maybe Terry Holland will sneak in the house, and there's rumors that others will be there, like Mac McDonald. Do you know Mac McDonald?
Hey, Mac McDonald, coming up from Florida. How about the Marine, Lee Raker? Is he going to be there?
Don't think Lee can be there. I think he's got a family conflict.
Family obligation.
All right, anyway, Let's talk about some football games. How about?
Yes.
First off, let's handicap the Virginia game real quick. We just checked the computer, and Boise State, surprisingly, is only a 3 or 2.5 point favorite based upon the Vegas book. So that bodes well for the Wahoos.
One would expect it to be a very competitive game. Virginia
could easily be 2-1.
Hung with UCLA for a while and had every opportunity maybe to win the Notre Dame game, and Notre Dame showed that they're for real by beating Georgia Tech last weekend. So, yeah, I expect it to be a competitive game, and it may be another game that we're on the edge of our seats in the last minute of play.
I'm predicting Wahoos 27-24 in a nail-biter.
I'll take it right now and not even go over.
There you go. All right, looking at the other games really quickly. Moving quickly.
Georgia Tech, Duke. That's a big one over the weekend.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech is going to unleash the fury down there in Durham. Let's see, other big games. I think NC State at South Alabama. I think that's a win for the Wolfpack. Virginia Tech is at ECU. That is a tougher game than most people
think. Could be a trap. And Northern Illinois, that almost beat Ohio State, plays BC. I think they may give the Eagles some problems.
LSU at Syracuse.
No contest. LSU is too much.
All right, go Wahoos. Let's beat Boise State. Beat the Broncos. We got 10 seconds, Abbo.
It's a big one. We'll talk to you again next Monday, hopefully in a very good mood.
Go Wahoos.